Donald Trump travels to Dover for transfer of fallen soldiers killed overseas. By Charlie Spiering on November 21, 2019. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump traveled to Dover Air Force Base on Thursday to participate in a military dignified transfer of two soldiers killed overseas. The President and First Lady traveled aboard Air Force One to the military base in Delaware for the solemn occasion. The two flag-draped coffins of Chief Warrant Officer 2 David C. Nadel of Tarrant, Texas and Chief Warrant Officer 2 Kirk T. Fushigami Jr. of Kaʻau, Hawaii arrived as the President saluted and the First Lady placed her hand on her heart. The President stood silently with his hand in salute as he watched six members of the U.S. Army carry the two transfer cases to the waiting transfer vehicle. Both soldiers were killed in Afghanistan in a helicopter crash. The President and First Lady also met with family members. The media received consent from the family to cover the fallen soldiers' return to American soil. Actor John Voight joined the Trumps for the event and spoke to the press afterward. "Who can speak for these families and what they are going through?" he said, describing the transfer ceremony as so respectful, so dignified. Voight said that President Trump invited him to join them on the trip after awarding him the National Medal of Arts earlier in the evening. "I just wanted to pay my respects," he said.